Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of Revelation chapter 1, we were talking about the instructions given in the vision to John to write that which he had seen. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Let me just give you again a quick note on the Greek. Shalt bind is a Greek aorist subjunctive. It means a simple action. Your witness. The bound in heaven is in the Greek in a perfect passive participle, which of several things has the idea of an action completed in the past, but has continuing result. So when we lead someone to Christ on earth, we're giving a witness to them. But when they receive him as Savior, our witness has been complete for their salvation. To them that they get saved, that simple act is over, the witness, but their receiving him means they are forever bound to the glories of heaven and the person of Jesus Christ. In like manner, whatsoever is loosed on earth, you gave the gospel, and they rejected it. It is also loosed forever and ever if they die without Christ. Now, this is how Christ has laid the foundation for the local church. Why? Because he would have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. He is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. For whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Yet, how shall they call? They do not hear. And how shall they hear? Unless someone preaches, witnesses to them the word of God. Now, that takes us back to our text in Revelation chapter 1, verses 19 and 20. And we'll see the application. He says, write the things which thou hast seen. Well, that is the foundation, and that foundation speaks of Christ. He said, well, how's that speaking of Christ, the things which he has seen? Well, we see that beginning with verse 12 of Revelation 1. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of the candlestick, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were like wool, and white as snow. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many water. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not. I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. Behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Well, that's the one of authority. This is the one of the Lord Jesus Christ, and this is that which he had seen. And so, he is to write that which he has seen. You see, again, Jesus is the chief cornerstone and the foundational stone on which we build the building of God. In 1 Corinthians 3:9, it states that we are laborers together with God. You see, you're not just laboring for God, but you're laboring with God. Isn't that great? It's great. So what comes after the foundation, the price is laid, the soul is saved? The building. That is the church. Now listen from 1 Corinthians 3:9 as I continue. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereupon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. You see, you're laboring not just for God, but with God, but you're expected to do your part in the building. You're expected to carry the gospel. And then he adds, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. That's why you always start with the gospel. Now he adds, now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. My friend, don't do God's work just to get by. Always give it your best effort. Give 100% in and through your local church for the Lord Jesus Christ. Do it in the power of God's Spirit. Don't let it become cold, listless work of just going through the motion. Every man is to take heed how he buildeth thereon. Now, obviously, he then expects every Christian to be involved in the building with God. Therefore, each Christian is to witness for Jesus Christ. Now, there is one thing that's absolutely sure to happen to every Christian. Everyone will face God someday at the judgment seat of Christ. The Bible has the only instruction that can make that meeting a good one. That is, if we are careful to follow the instruction. And if we do, we can have confidence. 1 John 2:29 lets us know, but if we don't, then we will be ashamed at his appearing. Because when we meet God, one thing that is certain is that you're going to give an account of yourself unto him. Now he says, tell them of the things which are, which speaks of this present day, until the rapture. This is referring to the seven churches that will be addressed in these next two chapters. Now, what is stated of the things in chapters 2 and 3 will be the problems and sins of the church throughout the church age. All seven churches serve as warnings for us today. And I know that today that there are men that will take each church in order. For example, Ephesus is the first church, and they'll give you a date that was from A.D. this to A.D. that. Then they'll go into the next church, or the church at Smyrna, and say this is A.D. this to A.D. 310 or whatever, and then they'll go on to the next one. They'll have dates for all of this. And what's interesting to me is that as I read these various books, I saw that men didn't have the same date. But more than that, God is not giving us an outline of what the history will be from the day then until now. No, he's telling us the danger of sin and its effect on the church. He's telling us the things that will attack the local church throughout this entire church age. And yes, the things that we'll look at in chapter 2 here of Revelation, which talks about the church at Ephesus of having left their first love. Oh, that was true back then, but it's still true today. These things are manifest. But back in that day, whereas the church at Smyrna, some of them put that later, about 250 A.D. to 310 A.D., and they said, oh, this is the church at Smyrna. It was so persecuted and such under great persecution. But, my friend, as I understand, even before the book of Revelation was written, Christians were being fed to the lions. Their heads were being cut off. We see story after story of the various things that happened to them. No, these things have been true on through the entire church age, and they've been manifested in different ways and in various areas. And the Lord is putting here these seven churches as seven methods of Satan's attack. Satan has an army that is united together, and it does attack the local church. And so we always have to be on guard. He tells us to watch and pray. So always be on the watch, because Satan is a deceiver, and he's going to try to bring down the church. And so always, always, always be on the guard. Now again, Revelation 6 through 19 looks at things during the tribulation. And so it's not the here. The church age ends with the rapture, and the tribulation will take place thereafter. Now the candlesticks, we were told earlier, are the seven churches, and the angels, the messengers, are the pastors of those churches. Now, what does all this mean to you? Well, Jesus is the foundation. My friend, have a daily walk in the Word and in prayer that simply doesn't quit, regardless of the circumstance. In that daily walk, there are some questions that you can ask yourself. First of all, Satan has so many things he tries to bring into the church. So ask yourself, is it based on the Word of God? In other words, is my walk in complete accord with already distinctly revealed principles found in the Scripture? Secondly, ask yourself, am I willing to wait? Is a patient attitude, in other words, prevalent in my life, or am I trying to always get ahead of God? Sometimes you're doing the right thing, you know God's will, but sometimes you try to get ahead of it. And ask yourself, is it for God's glory, or am I wanting men to think, man, I'm a great guy? You see, my main and prime concern needs to be to glorify God in all things. And another question to ask yourself as a Christian, does it bring peace? Isaiah 26, verses 3 and 4 tells us that those whose mind is stayed on Him, they do have peace. Philippians 4, 6 through 8 talks about what we think on that brings peace. Walking according to the Scripture will bring peace and joy. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Gary Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.